This team in the league with plays at 20 and over, how much does that make things easier?
I think it's a goal of every defense. It's certainly a goal of ours to minimize the big plays. And when you do that, you can better chance of keeping the score in check. And I think it's played out that way.
You're on pace for a huge gain from last year. Was that a big point of emphasis coming in?
Yes, it has been, but it's always a point of emphasis, I think. I think our guys, our new guys that have come in, either via the draft or free agency, have done a great job of putting their time in to learn the defense, and the defense has done a good job of cutting off the big plays.
What have you liked Austin Johnson this year, and how big an opportunity is this for him now with Daquan going out?
Yeah, well, in this business, you know, some guys are going to go down, and it's the next guy up, and it's an opportunity for them. Austin has been a regular rotation player ever since we drafted him. We like his contact balance, his ability. He's got great vision. He sees where the ball is very well. He's got a really good ability to escape. He's a young player, so, you know, we look forward to him continuing to grow. But he's going to be getting more snaps. There's no question about that.
What do you think about David King, too, a guy that you've seen a lot on the practice field, but maybe not as much in the game? How's he looked to you?
Well, he's been up. He's gotten plenty of snaps, and he's always had a lot of snaps ever since we got him here on the practice field. But we liked him, you know. We got him from Denver, and we feel good about having him. And this is the reason you have to have good players. You're going to have a different mix as you go through the season, a different lineup in there. And these guys got to step in there and do their job.
How proud of you of a guy like Rashawn Sims to step up and make a play like he made on Sunday?
Yeah, I remember last year, I think it was in a Chicago game, he picked off one. He's done that before. He's picked them off in the end zone before. And he's another young guy. You know, it's a reason for us to be positive, I think, in looking ahead. We've got some young players that should continue to grow.
You've had several opponents, Baltimore, Houston, Pittsburgh, who like to run the ball but have come out and just simply spread it out to throw it. Are teams just kind of scrapping, trying to run the ball against you guys at this point, and how do you prepare for that?
Well, you don't prepare for it because you're not calling the plays. You have to defend what they run. But you know, statistically, we're doing well against the run, and I'm a little surprised sometimes that they don't run it more. But you have to ask those guys that are calling the plays. You know, I can't tell you.
Do your job when you get. I mean, it's been kind of surprising to see those teams just kind of ditch it.
Yeah, I don't think any defensive signal caller knows what he's going to get for sure on Sunday, and then everybody's job is equal in that. You look at them, you know what they do on tape, what they've done against different teams, but that doesn't mean it's what they're going to do against you.
Does Gerald still play at a pretty high level? Maybe not quite the guy he was the year they went faced y'all in the Super Bowl, but. He still play at a pretty high level?
I've seen him through his whole career. He's been a wonderful player his whole career. You know, generally speaking, as we get older, we don't get faster, but he's still damn productive. He does everything that any top wide receiver in the league needs to do.
That includes blocking, I guess. I mean, how good of a blocker is
he? He's an excellent blocker. He's an excellent blocker. He reminds me a lot of Hines Ward in that, a guy that I had personal experience with. That if you needed a wide receiver to get a block, that was a guy you wanted out there going for you. And if you needed that same guy to catch one, that was a guy you needed. And the two are very similar in that regard.
What's it mean what about for his game makes him most difficult to prepare for, Larry Fitz?
Oh, he's big. He's a big, strong guy with tremendous ball skills, and he's got enough speed. If he gets open, I don't see too many people catching him.
What's it mean for your young guys just coming in like last year, this year, that they've got winning seasons under their belt? Does that help a culture, I guess, a winning culture when you can start to see?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Nothing succeeds like success.
Was that important, you know, I guess in your years at Pittsburgh when you guys were able to do that? Is that like a confidence builder, I guess?
You know, I just think that having a good competitive group of men that work together and have some success, it's critical in any competitive endeavor. And certainly in professional football, there's a premium on that. And I think these guys are still growing. I really do.
Does it make it more difficult, I guess, to prepare this week with the uncertainty with Logan and what role he will have in your defense?
Well, we always prepare from day one, from the first day of training camp, really the coaching sessions of a combination of lineups, because at some point in time it's going to happen. And we prepare for both eventualities, having these guys and having them play 60 minutes or not having them, having them not take a snap. In last week's game, Daquan and Logue both went down, and those guys that went in there for them did a tremendous job.
If he's unable to play, it might mean a guy like Kalen Reed be active for the first time all year. How do you prepare a guy like that that's been on the sideline every game?
Well, he gets a lot of snaps out here on the practice field, and he's had hats in the past and played in games in the past. I have a lot of confidence he'll get his part of the job done if he's got to go in there.